The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again to another edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. I am the... Why did the music go away, Reddy? Sven, you got something against the music? You're just trying to get us right into the show here? I'd kind of like to ease into it here.
Hey, come on, we got things to do here. Come on here. Step it up a little bit.
Gosh. Wow. Let's bring it up. Bring it up. Bring up the music. Yes, thank you. I want the works today.
What are we, a top 40 station now? Come on.
That's right, yeah. Waiting on the world to change. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're here, to find out what's on your mind, because you are the change. Who said that rather famously, Sembo? You are the change.
Just now.
There he goes again. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. Sven. Seriously. Sven's anti-music. he just faded it off. It's gone. Anyway, I guess I better take control of the music, Dad.
Go ahead.
The day the music dies.
You needed one more thing to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, welcome to the program. This is What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Also known as the K-Fire Radio God. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I might be a little cranky today, I have to admit it. I was in a very long line at the DMV yesterday. Remember when I was at the DMV a couple weeks ago and in Bismarck? I told you I was going to go there and see what kind of experience I had over the lunch hour. And it was long. And I took some notes. It's in the transportation building of the state capitol in Bismarck, okay? And they have like 9 million windows, but about one-third of them populated. Okay, 9 million is an exaggeration, but I would say there's probably a couple dozen. I'm trying to remember how many there are. There are two sides, and I think there's 12 on each side. Anyway, about half the windows, you know, nobody's at. So in other words, you walk in, you go, oh, great, I'm going to get wonderful customers. Then there's nobody at the window. So there's a big long lines and numbers being called. Fairly efficient in that, you know, you could follow, okay, what number and what window you'd go to. But in my mind, took way too long, okay? I would just like to see government operate, at 25% of the efficiency of the private sector. I'm not even asking for, you know, minute-to-minute efficiency. I'm saying, could you go at about one quarter where the private sector goes, the real world. You know what I mean? Anyway, so it was a so-so experience. So then I'm in Fargo yesterday, have to do the same thing, actually trying to get a title, okay? And number one, the office in Fargo is like the size of a postage stamp. Literally like a small insurance agency. And I get there and there's, I posted on this on Facebook, put a picture up about it, but there probably were... like 18 people in front of me, I think, I counted. And they have four windows there and only three were staffed. Okay? So then when I actually get up there, which took a long time, they were very friendly. They were very nice. Did a nice job. I paid a lot more in Fargo for what I paid for in Bismarck. Exact same thing. And he said, oh, it's a service charge. So they added $3 because I used a credit card. And they added like $8 as a service fee. And I said, I don't get why the same thing cost me so much more here than it did there. And they said, that's a state office. This is an independent contract office. And then so you have to pay extra for this. And I got a headache and left. And then I posted about this on the Facebook page. Lots of folks weighed in. Some saying, well, it's way better here than it is other places. It doesn't give me a lot of comfort, but I'm really confused why a taxpayer in Bismarck pays one price for the very same fee that a taxpayer in Fargo pays. It's very odd. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure we can get to the bottom today, but I'm just warning you, Todd, that I'm a little on edge over the whole thing because of the DMV brain damage that I received yesterday from the program. Well, brain damage might be a little strong, yeah. I'll just say some sort of frustrations from interacting with the DMV. And rather than just vent with half the story here, what I'll do is just sort of make a note to try and get some answers for our fine listeners on the program at some point here in the future. So that's just a little bit of a disclosure. What's on your mind today? Would you let us know at 800-228-0550? Senator John Hoeven will be here at the bottom of the hour. There was a rail safety event yesterday in Fargo. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about two big stories on the national and international front, Ebola and ISIS. Also, the EPA has extended the comment period for the open water rule, and we're going to get an update on that as well. Next hour, North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring will be here, fresh off a debate with his opponent. Measure 5 was a hot topic. I'm not exactly sure what Ryan Taylor, the Democratic candidate, is trying to say about Measure 5. Is he for it? Is he against it? I don't know. I'm going to try and get some answers there. I last heard him at the North Dakota Lignite Council event when he was pressed on this by some folks in the audience, and I thought I heard him say that he planned to vote no, but that he wasn't going to advocate for people to vote no, but maybe that's wrong. I don't know. Politicians, I wish they'd just say what they mean what they say. I don't know. It makes me crazy. Anyway, so we're going to deal with that today on the program. We also have the North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute, and we're going to be talking about growing urban populations and what farmers think about that today on the program. Brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. By the way, find out more about them online at ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Two things on my mind. One is I would love to hear from veterans today so they could share their take on this controversy over Congressman Kevin Cramer's ad that features veterans. I watched the ad, and I detect a great deal of reverence from Congressman Cramer to the veterans. But I guess the use of the fact that that ad was filmed on public land that happens to be the state cemetery at Mandanth is controversial. Now, this ad ran for a week. Nobody was offended. Yesterday, the brother of the senator, Heidi Heitkamp, who also has a talk show, he raised this as an issue, and then it became a controversy. And a bunch of folks in the media started then asking questions. But here's my question. I'm not a veteran, so I'm going to leave this to veterans, because if veterans are offended by this, then I'm offended by it, right? Okay? If veterans have an inappropriate use of the image, then I'm with them. I'm just going to defer to them. There's a couple of dozen veterans in the ad, so I assume they weren't offended. The Patriot Guard riders are part of the ad. They don't seem offended. This seems to me to be kind of a faux controversy, but I don't know. I want to know. Is it real? Is it Memorex? Is it political bluster? Or veterans, are you truly offended? Would you please let me know? 800-228-0550. Let's just start there because the lines are loading up here. So we're going to get to the phones. Okay. And if you are a vet, let Sven Snerdly know you're a vet, because we'll put you to the front of the line to answer that question today on the program. Okay. Fred and Wing, Glenn and Mandan, Jerry and Bismarck, Bob and Grafton are first to go. Fred, what's on your mind today?
Well, if you had trouble at the DMV, you should have a semi, even as a farmer, and try to go, you run around half the day getting it all done. Not so much because of the DMV, but because the IRS wants to know all your stuff. You go to three different places, you drive almost 15 miles in town before you can get everything done.
Yeah, that's just inefficient. Like I say, I mean, maybe it's utopia, but I'm just wishing the government could operate at about one-fourth the efficiency of the private sector. And I realize we do it here better than most places, but I mean, this is no way to run a railroad. And I was chastised by a lot of folks on my Facebook page saying, why don't you just do it online? And I guess I'm old fashioned, right? I just, okay, here's the title, and online, how do I suppose it can be done, but you know, in my case, I had to get a thing from the bank about a lien being released and all that stuff. So it was just, you know, a lot of rigmarole. If I'd have done it online, it would have probably taken three or four steps, but I don't know.
Well,
my main thing is just staff these places. Staff them, for crying out loud. Deal with it, you know? I mean,
yeah. Well, that's not what I call about, though. I was calling about this blood moon that's going to appear tonight on Wednesday night. Has anybody heard about that? Has anybody talked to you guys about that?
Well, I remember the last one, and we've had a couple of people call and suggest that it signals all kinds of things. What's your take on it, Fred?
Well, you know, this tetrad of four blood moons in a row in 2014 and 2015 is, signaled by it's happening on the Jewish holidays, and that's what makes it notable, because the eclipses happen all the time, but these are happening on, the first one this spring happened on Passover, and the second one now happens on Yom Kippur. And it's going to be a spectacular event tonight, I believe. I'm guessing and I'm saying that tomorrow night when this happens, it's going to happen in Washington, D.C., and it's going to be right at sundown. And the moon is already in what they call the supermoon state. It's at apogee. It's closest to the Earth, so it's a little bigger anyway, the full moon, when it comes up. If you notice last night, it was quite large. But it'll be eclipsing tomorrow night, and it'll be eclipsing in Washington, D.C. when it's already in the lower parts of the atmosphere as it comes over the top. That's going to make it look big. Plus, it's a supermoon. Plus, it's going to be eclipsing, and it's going to turn blood red.
Right, and the timing you raise as well, and I guess I've heard some talk about that. Really haven't paid much attention to it. I think it's beautiful. I'm fascinated by it. I got up in the middle of the night last time. I'll do the same this time, although it sounds like timing-wise it'll be a little easier to watch. But appreciate your take on it, Fred. Welcome others. Back to your calls in just a moment.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm definitely offended. I'm offended by idiots like Heitkamp and Sinner. Thank you.
Notable. Yeah, I'm wondering why all the time. The ones that have never served in the military are always the ones that are screaming about the veterans being offended. Those two guys, neither one of them guts enough to be in to serve this country, and yet they're so worried about the veterans being offended. I don't think the veterans are offended by this. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's just another political ploy, dragging and throwing dirt. That's what Democrats do.
Well, that's why we're asking the question, and I've asked for veterans to go to the front of the line. A number of them waiting to weigh in here, but I'll go to Jerry and Bismarck first, and then we'll get to all of you here. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
It's Terry.
Oh, it's Terry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry. What's on your mind?
Shane, if memory serves me correct, the reason that the DMV was shut down in a lot of places and restricted on as far as funds that they had at the time. Now, I'm not 100% sure of this thing. You can check it out, but I thought it went back to when Schaefer was in, that the budget was reduced by 2 or 5%, and they had to look for ways to cut, and each department had to come up with various ways, and that was one of the things that they did at that time during the legislation.
So they privatized part of the DMV at that time?
Yep, and that was a big thing on privatization and cutting the budgets was to look for outside sources to handle the pay, you know, the workload so that they wouldn't increase the amount of workers within the state government. But
sure. I want to dig into it a little bit. I mean, my big thing was, why does it cost one thing in Bismarck and another in Fargo? That seemed a little odd just from the standpoint our tax dollars are supporting this, our fees are supporting it. So that was a little bit disconcerting to me, but I'd like to know more about the history behind it, and maybe it was that 95% budget that I remember quite well. In fact, speaking of George Sinner, don't forget it was George Sinner Sr., who left government with a big deficit, right? And Ed Schaefer took over in 1993, right?
Right.
It would have been January 93.
And he had to try to make the budget work for the hole we were in. And remember, at that time, the state legislators weren't totally controlled by the Republicans.
Yeah.
Interesting. It was pretty well split.
We'll dig into that, Terry. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Blaine, a vet listening in Minot on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I'm always a little bit leery of any politician using veterans and veterans affairs and stuff like that as a ploy in their re-election bids and stuff like that. But I really didn't find anything offensive in that commercial. I thought it was done very tastefully and very, very respectfully as well. I mean, I didn't find nothing wrong with it. I was in Iraq, and I mean, my son's going off to basic training and everything, and I really don't find nothing offensive about it.
I asked myself the same thing, Blaine. I said, you know, look, if this was a candidate that I didn't agree with, would I find this offensive? And I honestly just answered, no, I don't see anything offensive in this. And again, there's a bunch of veterans in it. So, you know, I know the media has managed to find some people that are against it. And, Dave Spritzenatic, who's the commander of the North Dakota National Guard, is saying, well, technically we get some dollars from the feds, in the Department of VA, and they don't allow it, so it's kind of an area where we can't go there. It's public land, so I don't know, it certainly isn't like you have to ask for permission to use it, you know what I mean? So,
you can always find somebody to naysay, you know. There's always somebody that's got to make a stink about it. I don't know. Some people just need to grow up and do the right thing, you know. If you're doing the right thing and treating people with respect, you ain't got too much to worry about, but you're always going to have somebody saying no.
Sure. Good point, Blaine. Appreciate it. Thanks for your service, your son as well. That's awesome. Thanks for the call. Greg, another vet listening in Minot on KCJB. What's on your mind, Greg?
Yeah, I just said the only thing that offends me is the fact that HICAP has something to say about it when I don't think he ever did serve. And I get really tired of people that didn't serve telling us what we're offended by. I've helped bury quite a few of my friends there, and I thought that ad was done respectfully, and it also hopefully drew some attention to the cemetery down there. It's a beautiful place. More people should see it.
It's a very good point, Greg. Maybe just by having it in the ad, people will go, where is it? I want to go there. Not bad. And I guess why I'm asking vets, because I've told you how I feel about this. And, you know, this ad did run for a week. Nobody said a thing. And then Joel Heitkamp was on yesterday. And Joel's job is to, you know, stir the pot. Look, when you come from a Democratic family like that, that becomes kind of the echo chamber for the Democratic Party. I mean, for lack of a better term, Joel's a spokesperson for the Democrats. And that's fine, right? I mean, his sister is a U.S. senator. He's very active politically. And so they're going to use that show as a platform for their issues. So a week into the ad running, all of a sudden, you know, it comes up first on his show, and then it trickles to George Sinner saying, pull the ad. And then, the media just, yeah. But I think we all forget vets are the ones that we ought to worry about here. So that's why I'm asking the vets. So anyway, Greg, appreciate the call. Thanks for your service. Bob in Grafton, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Another vet. Your take on this, Bob.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm an 82nd Airborne veteran, and I am absolutely livid at the fact that Kevin Cramer pulled that ad down because of some political correctness pressure. What difference does it make what cemetery a soldier is buried in? I think there's nothing wrong with the ad. But anytime that we start to think that it's a bad thing to honor our veterans, regardless of what cemetery they're buried in, is actually it's ridiculous and it's cowardly.
All right. Well, that's an interesting take. I'll ask Kevin about that tomorrow. He'll be joining us in Wishick, where our What's in Your Town tour for Cloverdale, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and Arvid Communications, along with, who am I forgetting, Chris? Arvid Windows of Grafton. Going to take us down to Wishick tomorrow for Sauerkraut Days. Todd will be there for K-Fire Cafe, too. But anyway, Congressman Cramer will be taking questions from the audience in person and on the phone tomorrow. We'll ask him your take. You're mad that he pulled it down in a bit of political correctness. I think he probably just did it out of respect for Dave Spritzenatic, the commander. But we'll give him a chance to ask that. Thanks, Bob. Scott, a vet in Bismarck, listening on K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I think it was done tastefully. He has the support of a group of veterans. Why can't he, advertise that? What's the difference if he was at a school with a group of kids? Or farmland with a group of farmers. I don't think it was wrong in any way.
Interesting take. And, school would be public land, right? And some people are making an issue out of it being public land. I mean, to me, the public's the public's, right? I mean, that's ours. So I don't know why that's quote unquote. I mean, the use of public land by a politician should be the perfect place to do it.
I only saw the ad once, but I believe it was just a message saying that he has our support and will back us in the future. So,
all right, another vet that is perfectly fine with it. Appreciate the call, Jerry on 994. What's on your mind?
Just a quick take on that, Scott. Certainly schools are public land, and they're actually limited access public land. They have to be a special invitation to be able to get through the door. You know, public land cemeteries. These children that are in these schools need to see those graves, those people that died and fed their country.
Well, good point. Another reason to get it to them. Jerry, I'm not sure if you're finished. If you're not, we'll do it on the other side of the break. Hold tight. More coming up.
Program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping us feel better. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA and fill up. The folks that are connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to fuel Main Street, those are the folks. I've been using a lot of E85 lately, and it pencils out, folks. I got a big tank in that Ford F-150 from S&S Motors out in Watford City. I don't like paying $120 to fill it up, so I use E85. Comes in at about $75, and I've tracked it. I'm saving money. Plus, I'm taking care of my farmer friends, too, so I love it. There's also E15, that choice only available now at PetroServe USA. Another great thing about PetroServe USA, I'm always on the go. I love a quick, fast, hot meal. This is a great deal. The 4 for $4 every day. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee, your choice. Fill up and feel better at PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue all across our listening area. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB.org. Check it out. NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, all kinds of membership benefits, like savings on trips. Headed there on a trip to New York City. My wife and I with the farmers and ranchers from all throughout North Dakota coming up in December. Looking forward to that. By the way, there's still a waiting list for that if you'd like to go. Trying to get a few more folks on that trip, so it should be great fun. All right, Senator John Hoeven is going to join us in a moment. I wanted to let Jerry on I-94 finish his point, though, on schools. Go ahead, Jerry. You were tying the issue to the controversy over the ad in the cemetery and the use of schools. Go ahead and say what you were going
to
say.
Yeah, that wasn't a matter of doing. Okay, I was going to relate to you about it. I have a commercial driver's license. I'm not a commercial driver. I just had it since I was 21 and I renewed it for 40 years, whatever. And I went to renew this year for my birthday and took the test, passed the test for hazardous materials, right? Okay, which means just about everything that's explosive, including gas, batteries, whatever. You kind of need it if you're going to haul up, spray. So I'm waiting for my license. I don't get it. And so I finally call the state, and they say, well, you have to get fingerprinted. So I was, 4 years ago. Well, you have to do it every time. Okay. Where do I go? Well, your Fergus calls, so you have to go either to St. Cloud or Aberdeen. I said, well, what about Fargo? Fargo, no, they closed that one. This is through the Department of Homeland Security now. So, and I called St. Cloud 6 weeks, Scott. 6 weeks. They're open from 10 to 2, one Monday a month.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up.
I know.
You really can't. Somebody on the Facebook post I put up about the DMV said they tried to go to the Social Security office. They closed at like 3 or something. I mean, again, I ask for is like, some of these government offices to work at 25% of the efficiency of the private sector and I'd be happy. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Jerry, thanks for sharing the story, and I hope you got the license and fingerprint and everything else. It's kind of crazy. Ed Minot, Harvey in Bismarck, we're going to get to you in a bit here. We have Senator John Hoeven waiting, who joins us now to talk about a number of things in the news. Senator, nice to have you back. How are you?
Scott, good to be with you.
Questions or comments, certainly welcome for Senator Hoeven, by the way, as well, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to ask you first about Ebola, which has been gripping the news headlines of late. Now we have reports of another case in Spain. government leaders seem to be going out of their way, especially the folks at the CDC and in the Obama administration, to say basically, calm down, there's nothing to fear here. I'm curious from your perspective as a member of the U.S. Senate, are you happy with the response so far from the government, and are they calming your fears?
Well, clearly there needs to be more done, and one of the things I've talked about is we need to do more screening, particularly for people traveling from the countries in Western Africa that have such a problem. So they've got to ramp up the screenings and make sure that they're, finding anybody who may be coming into the country who could be carrying the disease. That's very important, as well as continuing not only our efforts to help in Western Africa, but making sure that anybody that is diagnosed here, like Mr. Duncan down in Dallas, that all the proper procedures are followed. But the big key right now is they've got to do a better job and have more protections in place as far as screening for people coming into the country from the infected countries.
Some have suggested we just need to get aggressive and start banning flights from some areas until we're absolutely sure that they've got their act together in those countries that are causing a problem right now. Do you think we should go so far as banning flights?
If we can't get screening in place that clearly is satisfactory, that the public understands and provides confidence, then yeah, that we may have to do it.
And are you confident? I just find myself not really, there seems to be a crisis of confidence in that we just lack confidence in what people are saying. I'm hearing folks from the CDC say, hey, look, every time this has happened, we've controlled it. This is about good basic infection control. Don't worry, it's going to be fine. Yet at the same time, we have an administration sending ground troops to West Africa to help build clinics. But yet we're saying ISIS isn't worthy of ground troops. So I say, are they telling us everything? Are you confident we know everything we need to know?
Well, I think there's always more that we're going to have to find out. And like anything, we're going to have to continue this effort and adjust based on the facts, as they develop. But clearly, I think that it has to be a comprehensive effort in terms of screening, in terms of helping try to, reduce the incidence of the disease in these other countries, and then if we find anybody that has it, taking the proper steps. And if those things don't work, and you're right, CDC has to continue to keep the public well informed, do everything they can to keep the public informed. But if those steps don't, protect the American public, then yes, additional steps will have to be taken.
Senator John Hoeven, our guest today on the program, a number of things in the news we want to tackle here, but your questions or comments are always welcome, too, at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Another issue that has our listeners concerned is the threat of ISIS. And by the way, I know we're in quote-unquote recess, which essentially means you get to work in the state amongst your constituents rather than Washington, D.C. I know it's not like a vacation, right? Recess is not the recess we think of our school years, but rather it just means you're working from your state offices, and I see your schedule, so I know it's not light. But do you still get the briefings? Do you still get all the information you need, like, for instance, on Ebola or on what's happening in our response to ISIS?
Not as much. I mean, you have to try to get that information. I mean, I think it's very important that members are back in their states and spending a lot of time talking to the people at home and understanding what's on their mind and what they want done, what they're concerned about, how they want things addressed. So I think that's very, very important. And so I work hard to get around the state and talk to people and not only work on issues here, but make sure that you stay close to the people in your state that you work for. And obviously there's a national role too. So you got to stay informed at the same time. That is a problem, particularly with some of the things going on like Ebola or ISIS. But yeah, you have to work harder to get that information.
Leon Panetta, the former defense secretary under President Obama, was out on the weekend shows this weekend, quite critical of the Obama administration and specifically President Obama's lack of leadership. Also talked about the fact that we really need to realize we're going to be fighting a 30-year war against ISIS. What did you make of his comments, and what do you make of this battle inside the Democratic circles about the level of this threat?
Well, he made it very clear that it's a huge problem that the administration did not leave a residual force in Iraq as they should have. And obviously now that whole problem with ISIS or ISIL, whatever you want to call them, has gotten to be much more difficult as they've grown and taken on more territory. As you see right now, they're fighting in a town called Kobani, which is right on the Turkish border. But the key is we've got to develop a coalition and a strategy to defeat them. And that means working with Turkey and with the Jordanians and with the ISF, the Iraq Security Forces, and others in that region, as well as our NATO partners and others, to have a strategy that over time will defeat ISIS. That has not been developed yet, as it should be, by the administration, and they've got to do it.
Do they, you know, I heard, I think Bill Bennett said this. I used this the other day with Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, was on with us last Wednesday with Congressman Kramer. And a former president was told by President Obama, evidently, that he's not sure why he has to waste so much time in the Middle East. And obviously, this former president, we don't know who they are, but, you know, you had Bill Bennett, a former cabinet secretary. And hearsay is always a little challenging sometimes. But it does seem as though the challenges with foreign policy, specifically the situation in the Middle East, going way back to Syria and drawing a line and then ignoring it, and then the debate over the rebels and then calling them the JV, and then saying we'll manage them, and then saying we don't have a strategy, and then all of a sudden we're going to destroy them, suggests that this is a distraction and that the president would rather deal with anything else. Do you think that's unfair? I mean, do you sense that that this is a distraction to him, that he is feeling as though he's wasting time in the Middle East and really just doesn't want to deal with it?
Well, there's a real concern that our enemies and those who would want to do us harm truly believe that he is going to do the things he needs to do in terms of working with our allies to strongly defend our interests and take on opponents so that they don't pose a security threat to the United States and our allies. And that's the challenge. And that's why I say this administration needs to build a coalition and a strategy that will be effective, and that's not what they've done. There's a reason that we have special forces, covert operatives, all these special skills, and so that's so that we're not going in and constantly fighting a ground war in different parts of the world. We have to use our special forces and our resources in an intelligent way to work with allies in the region to build a coalition and a strategy whereby we empower and strengthen the moderates and the people who will work with us so that they can defeat the extremists and those who oppose us. And that has to be a sustained strategy over time. And that's the problem with pulling out the residual force. And that's why we can't constantly be back in where we're putting in our whole infantry, but rather we have to use all of our skill sets and all of our amazing resource and talents, including air power and those kind of things, to work with coalition and allies in the region so that they're successful rather than our enemies and our opponents like ISIL.
Kurt in Bismarck, question for Senator John Hovind. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kurt, with your question.
Hi, my dear friend. How are you doing, Scott?
Great, sir. Welcome back to the program. What's your question?
Senator, I got a history question. I keep remembering the quote of General Powell says, if you go in and break it, we own it. And that's what happened. It's not a partisan question I'm asking because I'm actually an independent. But the problem I have is, are we learning from history? We went in there and killed every secular leader out there, whether they were a despot or not. And then these folks who Saddam Hussein would have never allowed al-Qaeda in there. And look at Egypt, Libya, the whole works. We've knocked all these secular leaders off. Now look what we've got. And then when you talk about the residual force, we did it in the name of democracy. Maliki's elected government said, get your residual force out of here. So have we learned any lessons about putting our footprint not only in the Middle East, but be careful where we're a superpower so we're not the world's policeman?
All right, Kurt, appreciate the question. We'll get your answer on the other side of the break with Senator Hovind. Others welcome as well on What's on Your Mind today. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Senator John Holman with us for another segment. Next hour, Doug Goring, North Coast Ag Commissioner, will join us. We're going to talk a little bit about Measure 5 on the program, as that came up in one of the debates. It was hosted by Prairie Public Radio last night. Right now, it's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers quickly, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Lucas, a farmer from Sterling, wants to talk about how farmers are dealing with growing urban populations. Lucas.
Living 25 miles from Bismarck and just 7 miles from a new manufacturing plant, we are bracing for the increase in a more urban population and the inevitable challenges that will accompany it. While we are excited about the potential growth in our schools and new business ventures moving into the area, it is important to remember that a lot of the more urban population is likely a few generations removed from the farm and may not understand the need to have equipment working until midnight are the reasons we spray our field, or that modern equipment is quite large and can't just pull over to let a car by. As our friends to the west can attest to, growing our small towns comes with no shortage of difficulties. But a little patience and communication from both sides can go a long way in dealing with the growing pains.
There's some good advice. Patience and communications. Good suggestion. Good pair there, Lucas. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. So, Senator Holman, before the break, question had to do with, our footprint in the Middle East and, it's sort of the Ron Paul argument that we're the reason they're mad because we're over there at all. And the school of thought is just put up the four walls and what happens there, stay out of it kind of a mentality. Can we afford to do that?
Well, unfortunately, we can't. And I think, though, the caller was kind of going to the point I was making, and that what I'm saying is we can't be in fighting a ground war in all these places with our infantry troops and that kind of thing. But what we can and should do so that we still maintain our security and the security working with our allies and helping maintain their security is instead what we need to do is work with them and have a strategy and a coalition, and then we use the special skills we have to help our friends and help them be successful, help our, whatever coalition and strategy we're working on, the moderate forces, the people we can work with, our allies, work to strengthen them with our special capabilities and to undermine and weaken our enemies and our opponents. And you have to have a strategy to do that, and you have to do it over time. And I think that's the intelligent way for us to use our force in a way that maintains our national security without putting, our combat ground troops into these places to directly fight that war. That's how you avoid being in that situation. But again, you got to have a strategy to do it, and your allies have to know you're with them. Your opponents have to know that you'll do what you'll say you'll do. And you can't sit and say things like, well, I won't do this, or I won't do that, or I won't do this, when you're confronting a very dangerous, lethal enemy like ISIL.
We had a call off here during the break that had a question on screenings and your call for more screenings saying, can that work given the 21-day incubation period? Don't you really need a quarantine? And went on also to have this concern about the border that he wanted you to address.
We have a wide-open southern border, and ISIS has already threatened to infect themselves and come across the border. So, I mean, I think that there needs to be a lot more serious talk about and proactive, not reactive, proactive measures about screening and so on and so forth with a porous southern border and a 21-day incubation period.
All right. Want to address that, Senator?
Well, I think he makes some points that we have to be mindful of, and that's why we've got to secure and enforce our southern border. And no question about whether it's this issue with Ebola or disease or any other issue, we've got to have control of our borders. We have to enforce our borders to have security in this country. It's got to be an absolute priority. And as far as the screenings, that was the point I was making earlier. CDC and the administration have to come up with adequate screening for people coming in from these countries, and the public has to understand what they are and have confidence that they'll work. And that's what has to be put in place, a screening system that will work and that people understand and have confidence in.
All right, a couple of the quick things. We only have about 90 seconds left, but wanted to ask you about the rail training car that was here yesterday and how that will help communities prepare, first responders specifically. Talk a little bit about this car and how you got it here.
Well, as you know, we're working on rail safety, and I'd met with GATX, and everybody's seen their rail cars. They're the largest lessor and owner of rail cars, in the world. And they agreed to bring their training car. It's a tanker training car, rail car, into Fargo. And so we've got it in Fargo, and it's very versatile. It shows you all these different types of tank cars and trains on how to work with them and how to respond if there's an emergency. And so now we've got our first responders from around the state. We've offered for them to come in and actually be trained on how to respond if there is a rail car accident involving these tank cars.
Last quick question, half a minute for an answer. The EPA announcing they're extending the comment period on the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule. Good news, bad news? How do you interpret that?
They're extending it to November 14th. That's fine. I believe they're doing it because of the strong pushback that we're making on the rule, but it is not enough. they either need to rescind the waters of the U.S. rule, and if they don't, I'm obviously continuing my push to either deauthorize it or defund it.
Yeah, the main push here is just to keep doing everything in our power to prevent the implementation of it, right?
Right. So people should use the extended comment period to send in their comments and explain why it is absolutely unworkable. But beyond that, Scott, EPA is going around Congress and asserting authority they do not have.
Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time. We'll see you next week at the Bismarck State College for the Empower Energy Conference. Looking forward to that. Chat some more there. Appreciate your time today. Taking calls from the listeners. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nasset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nasset talks about the hometown of Nasset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nasset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to nassetconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.